working full time and studying and playing. And it's definitely a lot, but I'm young and, you know, I've still got fresh legs, so it's not too bad. I still enjoy it.
Doing accountancy exams and playing professional ice hockey, it's a funny sort of juxtaposition, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is, yeah. But I think, you know, as a sportsman, you've got to kind of think for the future as well as the present, you know, and anything can happen. So I'm just trying to get some under my belt. And I know, like, a lot of the guys do it as well. They go get a degree. We've got some guys doing master's degrees, and it's an important part. But obviously, I still love the game and I still like playing, so.
You went across to North America for a bit, didn't you? Was that sowing the wild oats, was it?
It was great. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It was great. I had a great 4 years there. Played some great hockey, met some great people, and you know, come back to play pro, and it's, you know, couldn't have gone better for me, really. I really enjoyed it. I think I developed well. I did some studying out there as well, got some good qualifications, and brought them back here, and yeah, I enjoyed it, and I also like being back in Hull, so it's great.
Local lad?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, growing up, played here my whole life since I was 6-7 years old, so obviously I'd grown up, I used to watch this team play, and it was, you know, always thought about playing, and now I am, so it's good. I enjoy it.
So it means more to you, does it? Do you think it's really, really special, the fact that you're playing at the top of ice hockey in this country and playing for your local team?
I mean, honestly, I don't really have too much time to think about it. I don't put too much thought into it, but sometimes you sit back and you kind of think, like, and yeah, I definitely enjoy it. I love playing for my hometown, and I think it's a great accomplishment, you know, to grow up. And a lot of people don't get to make it to that level. And, you know, we play against some good players, some top quality players from all around the world. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely I'm happy with what I've achieved so far. I just want to keep moving forward.
Well, moving forward means that you've played at junior level internationally. How far away is that senior international cap for Great Britain, do you think, or don't you think about that?
I mean, right now, obviously, I don't think about it. I'm just taking it game by game. You know, we're where we are in the league right now. Just each week means everything to us. So I'm just taking it week by week, not really thinking about making the senior team right now. Obviously, if I keep progressing and playing well, it's something I'd maybe think about around the age, you know, a few more years in this league under my belt, and maybe when I'm like 24, 25, maybe put a bit more thought into it. But right now, I'm just focusing on the league games.
What about your progression? I'll say it. I think you've sort of stepped up through the last couple of years. I think you've gone to another level now. Is that the way it feels for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm playing big minutes. You know, we only got 4 days, so I'm playing 30 plus minutes, and I feel good out there. You know, I'm trying to make smart players, and obviously it's tough being like a kind of rookie. You got in this league, you got to be like become pretty veteran pretty quick. So got to make smart players and just got to keep getting better every week, which I'm trying to do, and I think it's going well so far.
What about the team? How far can it go?
Well, who knows? Like, it's a great team. Obviously, we've got great potential. Like, we just got to click. When we click, we can beat anybody. I mean, you guys have seen the results we've got. Bray, they're second in the league, top of the conference, and, you know, we dominated them. Same with Nottingham. We've beat Nottingham. Bray, Sheffield, they're all close games. I think we can beat anybody in the league. You know, we've got great offense, great speed. We just got to click and get together, and we can beat anybody.
It's certainly a different emphasis from what's been in the past with Sylvain Cloutier here, Omar Pasha's a different kettle of fish when it comes to being a coach. Probably all the things that you learn under Cloutier, you've got to revisit what you do now under your new coach.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, I had great respect for Cloutier. He's a great coach. I had great experience. You know, he's been around the game a long time, and, you know, I really learned a lot from him. He was a great guy, great coach. But, you know, sometimes you got to move on. And Pasha, it's his first year as a coach, and, you know, he's doing a good job. Everyone has a first year. You've got to start somewhere, and, you know, he's only going to go up from here as a coach. And he's still a young guy. He's got a long way to go, but, hey, he's doing a good job.
OK, what about the home and away doubleheader against Dundee next week? Really very important. 4-point weekend, and, boy, you're buzzing, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge weekend for us. I mean, each one of these games, you know, we count them as 4 points themselves, you know, 2 points in the league, 2 points in the conference. So these games mean a lot, man, and we've got to kind of break away from the teams like Edinburgh, Dundee, Fife. You know, we've got to establish straight away and get ahead of those guys so we're not fighting for the playoffs later in the season. So, yep, huge weekend.
But no gimmies?
No, definitely no gimmies. Every team in this league, they're a good team. They've got good players. Anybody can beat anybody in any night. So if you don't bring it, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
And you started off pretty woefully at home, couldn't buy a win. Now it seems as though you've turned that around, and life becomes a lot more happy, doesn't it, as a team, when you can do well in front of your own fans, leave them happy, but ultimately make yourself a little bit more happier as well about the form.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone wants to win at home. You know, you play for the fans, you play for your hometown, and you got to put bums on the seat. So everyone wants to win at home. But I think in any sport, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs. It's a common expression that you're never as good as you look when you're winning, and you're never as bad as you look when you're losing. We had a bit of a drought at the start, but you know, we're out of it now, and we just got to keep pushing forward.